B-Pod Studios.
Now.
Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hello.
Yeah, McBone and I are talking. Hold on.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're going right into the McBone zone today.
I'm just giving him some life advice.
Oh, boy, on what? Life
advice. That's between me and McBone.
Very personal stuff.
Very, yeah. Very personal stuff.
It leads me to believe it's not. You guys are full of crap. It's probably about some sort of dare that we will offer McCone before the end of the show today.
It was mostly about his former roommate, Coach Zach, who was my kid's gym teacher for a while.
I remember that.
Yeah.
You used to ask McCone, hey, how's Coach Zach doing? How's he doing? Good? What's your roommate situation now, McCone?
Single.
Wow.
Single and yeah, ready to go.
Are you no longer cohabitating?
No, that did not end well.
Did you?
Yeah.
But you had taken a lover, and now,
yeah, out there,
love no more.
Love no more. No,
I'm sorry, I didn't know.
No, plenty of as a weekend headline guy, plenty of options out there for me. I'm doing just fine.
So as a major market. It's not a major market, but I'm, I'll tell you, it's a major market, as the part-time sports guy in Rhode Island on television, that doesn't,
full-time number three, but that's okay. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah. No, you'd be surprised.
You'd be
good for Providence for being able to full-time the third sports guy in.
Yeah. Right. No, it's generally 85-year-old women at the supermarket more than anything. They
whatever.
Yeah.
You know what?
Right.
Hey. T-Bone wasn't pulling all that much strange up until a couple of weeks ago, and now it's the year of T-Bone. So maybe...
No, I'll jump in on that.
Yeah, maybe second quarter, it'll also be the year of McBone.
Right. I like it. I like it.
Right.
Don't take my thing.
I don't think he's taking it. I'm just trying to help him through a tough time.
T-Bone, how long has it been? Man.
T-Bone went through a bad breakup, too. How fresh is this wound?
No, not 6 months, 7 months. Yeah, it's been a while.
Oh, okay.
Was it bad?
No.
Have T-Bone and McCone considered maybe moving in together?
You know what? Not a bad option.
Right? Smell it.
Right?
You're a full-time guy in Providence. T-Bone now full-time guy in Boston.
I like it.
You know, I have
call it the full-timers.
Living together full-time. T-Bone, I have a treatment for the pilot already ready in my head. I've got a 13-episode option just waiting to be picked up because this is a sitcom. Absolutely.
It'll be like Big Brother. We'll just put the cameras up in the corners, okay?
Okay.
It'll be more of a reality series than it is a sitcom.
Oh, I
get
see what
locked
you're doing.
Out, and I have to go to the news station and crash the newscast.
because I canceled one episode in. Yeah.
Because we have an important show that day, and I need to get into the apartment.
And maybe you need to fill in for McBone on the air. It's like, well, you're in the business, snowstorm, whatever. T-Bone, can you help us out? You're a sports producer in Boston. You can do this job. Oh boy, it's good stuff.
It writes itself.
It's
really
like
does.
Episode three.
Yeah,
but it's good. It's good.
All right.
I just went to the dentist and I can't talk though.
No, that we did. That's been done.
So we're gonna need something centrally located between Boston and Providence. You know, something that's sort of in the middle. Maybe Zoe's basement.
I was going to say, maybe we rope in Zoe somehow.
Yeah, maybe he can put you in his pool house. It's big enough, right? It's like a studio apartment.
That's
what TV just said, Zoe's pool house.
Yeah,
I think
exactly.
I think that favors McBone's locale, though. Maybe a little closer
no question.
Up this way.
Yeah.
Right, but T-Bone will save on gas. He can carpool with Zoe.
Yeah, you can pick them up in Foxborough Follies, Foxborough Friends, something. Again, we're still workshopping this entire show.
Yeah. It's going to happen, though.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to happen. McBone, thanks for being here today. Appreciate it. Thanks for covering yesterday, Hardy, along with Ted Johnson and friends.
You're welcome.
So people probably heard by now, I've had a hectic couple of days. My wife was involved in a car accident on Route 3. She was hit by a drunk driver, hit and run. So I'm sure many of you know, you saw my tweet the other day. I just want to say, reiterate what I said in that tweet, which is whenever you get in a situation like this, and as you probably know from listening to this show, I was in the same spot almost exactly 3 years ago, January 13th of 2018. So this second week of January in our house, bad time to be on the roads. I'm going to institute a driving ban this second week of January going forward. So when you're in those spots, as horrible as they are, you do have an increased appreciation for everything, whether it be your friends, your family, people that you don't even know that reach out and wish you well, and, of course, the people that responded on the scene, which includes the Mass State Police and the Weymouth Fire Department and South Shore Hospital EMS. Those guys were incredible, as they always are. I said that, you know, the spot I was in 3 years ago, same guys out in Norwood, just unbelievable. They will, you know, save your ass on a moment's notice because that's what they do every single day. And so again, when you experience it and you go through it, you have an appreciation for what those people do every single day when they get up and go to work. And I just want to say thank you to all those people that I mentioned. I tweeted it out what had happened and received an unbelievable response, Hardy. I think it's probably more so than what I got 3 years ago, which tells you a couple of things. One, people like my wife way more than they like me. I think you would say that, Hardy.
Well, your accident wasn't that serious. So
what?
I mean, it was a fender bender. Just like, I mean, whatever. You know,
Hardy, who do you like more, me or my wife?
That's not
even worth discussing with you. The same would be true with Zoe.
The same is true with everybody who knows both of you. Everybody likes your wife better. She's a good, nice person.
Right. I married up in this world, which is a huge plus. I recommend that to everybody. So I tweeted it out and I got just an insane response, people emailing me, tweeting me. And I just want to say thank you to all of those people. I couldn't possibly respond to everybody, even people I know who've been texting me. My phone's been flooded. Thank you for your concern. Very much appreciated. Aaron is obviously home in pain, but we'll, you know, see how things progress from here. So that is the update right now. So I just wanted to say thank you to all those people. And yes, there is, of course, the other side of that, who the drunk driver was. And I will just say that individual's actions do not at all represent that profession, because the two don't jive. They don't go together. It was a firefighter. It doesn't make any sense to me. It's shocking that someone in that profession would be in this situation, but that individual doesn't represent those guys that do that job every day. And so, you know, the courts will deal with that, and whatever comes of that, I don't know. That's not really my concern at the moment. It is shocking. It obviously fills you with rage and anger that anybody would do that, regardless of their job. And so it is what it is. But I just wanted to say thank you to all those people that responded and all the people that have reached out, because it's been great. So thank you. It means a lot. I really do appreciate that. That's what I just wanted to get out there. And thanks to you guys for covering the last couple of days and all your concern as well. Much appreciated.
Yeah, I'm glad she's all right. Everything's good.
So now I want to talk about Kyrie Irving not showing back up to his basketball team and James Harden now being a member of his basketball team, which is, Hardy, it's the most believable and unbelievable NBA story recently, I would say. This is a league that produces great stories all the time. Like, unbelievable great stories with drama and with guys teaming up and forming super teams and guys hating one another and not wanting to play with one another. And to say Kyrie Irving left his team, they don't talk to him, they don't know what his deal is, he refuses to take their calls, he's showing up on Zoom calls for a political candidate in Manhattan, and the next morning, James Harden gets traded to his team. What? Only in this league could that happen. There is no other sport in America where this kind of stuff could go on.
No, you're right, and it's I guess telling about how much difference just the raw talent makes in that sport beyond any other. You know, you take the most talented wide receiver, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if he can't, you know, get into the playbook or doesn't jibe well with the quarterback. You know, he, all the talent in the world and speed in the world won't do you any good. You've always seen it with baseball players, see it with hockey players. Basketball? Oh, can you average over 30 a night and not play a lick of defense and be 30 pounds overweight and be apparently the worst teammate in the league right now? Everybody wants you because of right. your ability to put up 30. And Beadle, everyone who said like, oh my God, Brooklyn is going to be an absolute juggernaut now. I don't automatically think so. There's way too much crazy going on in that team. And I don't leave Kevin Durant out of that crazy. He's got some crazy in him. He's not as crazy as Kyrie, and he's not as apparently a bad a guy as James Harden is. But if it, are you automatically penciling them in for the NBA Finals?
No, but they could easily be there.
They could, but
this is the best part about it. Oh. They could absolutely implode. They could blow up.
Oh, God.
They could be
something to root for. Something to root for.
Yeah, but they. Well, that's a good question. We're going to get to that. What should we be rooting for? They could end up as NBA champions this season, or they could end up in ninth place and out of the playoffs.
Yeah, especially if Kyrie never comes back.
And they've got three bona fide superstars on their team right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Even if Harden wasn't exactly motivated and let it go a little bit at the holidays, you know, he could be motivated again.
So
he could end up as he could end up as the Finals MVP or the biggest bust and disappointment that the borough of Brooklyn has ever seen.
I'd let it go over the holidays. You know, I was eating gingerbread cookies like, and you know, I was trying to mainline them. I gained 4 pounds. He's packed on 30. He is a great big tub of goo with no interest in being a high-level professional athlete. Now, is that all part of the plan to get out of Houston? McBone, you think he was doing that on purpose?
100%.
So that they would want to trade him?
Absolutely.
There's easier ways of doing it, like maybe putting on half that amount of weight and just not playing all that well. Like, as much fun as it might be to put the weight on, taking it off is going to suck, professional athlete or not. That's no good.
It's going to be fun to put it was definitely fun to put it on, but you look at the way that he was just playing in that last game, there were clips, and it's like he's just casually throwing the ball like borderline out of bounds, doesn't care at
all. That's what I'm saying. You can do that without putting on the 30 pounds.
And then another team says, oh, you know what? He put on weight, and he's totally quit, and he's being a jerk at the podium. we'll give up 4 first-rounders and good young talent.
Here's our picks for the next decade. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right. What is this?
It's the league.
It's awesome.
Sleeps.
But I don't hate him for it. I don't hate him for it one bit. I love all of it. Let's talk more about this on the other side. We'll get into it with your calls, your reaction to this. The James Harden trade. It's the biggest sports news of the day. James Harden is going to the Nets. That obviously will impact the Celtics in some way. Maybe more ways than you think. And are we rooting for this to succeed or fail in Brooklyn? 617-779-0985. We'll pick it up on the other side.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Former NFL quarterback on other sports?
I don't think it's that important as people think it is. It's not as important as you think.
Zolak and Bertrand. It's the important part of your workday on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand with Beadle, Hardy, and McCone today. Here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Make sure you get to our website, 98.5thesportshub.com. All the latest coverage on everything happening in sports. And, of course, where you can download our app and continue to stream us. Thank you for doing so. Much appreciated. By the way, I just want to say this quickly about our phones. Because, Hardy, twice in the last week, we've had callers that we have that are frequent callers, and so we heard from them that they were on hold and we couldn't see them in the studio or on the on-air person's screen. And they waited on hold for hours on end, and we never took their call because I never saw them on the screen. So apologies to Jeff in Nashua and Tom in Worcester, who had it happen to him on our big Worcester Day a couple of days ago.
Those are the two. I mean, you make a short list of the people you would not want to think we were ignoring and wouldn't put on the air right away. Jeff in Nashua and Tom in Worcester are on that list.
That started this week?
No, so it started last week, and it happened again 2 days ago because Tom in Worcester emailed and was like, did I do something wrong? And I'm like, what are you talking about?
Excellent. So what else happened this week in terms of like the running and producing of
this show?
Think
of big show announcements that also coincide with this gaffe.
Official. this horrific, inexcusable misstep on the production of the show. Anything else happen like in terms of producers on this show in this last week? T-Bone. Is there anything you can think of?
It's very funny.
All right.
It's so ridiculous that I'm now switching back and forth between all these screens, and I see that there's a second call, and even on either screen, T-Bone, I'll just say this on the air, I can't see the name on that second call still. It shows up on the other screen, and it's just a blank.
Well, to be fair, he is being screened right now, so he's not on.
Okay, so now he's being – okay, put him back in there, and that'll be good. I just don't want to – just don't want people thinking we're ignoring them on the phones. We don't typically let anybody wait that long, ever.
Did you try to reboot? Sometimes they say you reboot.
You call IT, they tell you to reboot.
Yeah.
Reboot it.
That'll be the first thing they tell us.
All right, so are we rooting for or against the Brooklyn Nets?
Explain to me why anybody would root for them.
Okay, good. Glad you asked.
Because against. McBone?
Right.
Oh, against. Yeah.
Against.
I find them detestable. As a sports fan, I find them absolutely detestable as a group. Detestable that Durant was once again on the move and left another team, and that Kyrie and him got together and put it together, which is the whole thing is gross. And the way they denied it and got so pissed off at the world for suggesting that the two of them at the All-Star game were talking about putting a team together, when in fact that's exactly what they were doing and later admitted it. So screw you, both of you.
Right.
And now one of you goes home and disappears and doesn't call the team. And you go out and get James Harden, who's another jackass. Like, I love watching James Harden play. I think he's a very entertaining player. Total jackass, though. Not a team guy by any means. So everything about them I find detestable. But I do want to root for the Brooklyn Nets front office for taking a big, big swing, for being bold as hell and saying, we're going to go out and we're going to go and just get James Harden and put him on a team that's already got Durant and maybe Kyrie. We really have no idea. I sort of like the balls on the Brooklyn Nets front office to go out and do this and take a swing and be aggressive and maybe absolutely insane all at the same time. That, to me, sometimes deserves to get rewarded. And I wish sometimes the Celtics would be more like that and a little more aggressive and a little less conservative in what they do. That's how I feel about it.
Okay, Durant, I do not like either. I don't like the way he left Oklahoma City. I think that was ridiculous, that you would be on a team that would be up, correct me if I'm wrong, McBone, you're a big hoop guy, up 3-1 in the conference finals 3-1. Over Golden State.
Yep.
You blow that, you end up losing, obviously, in Game 7, and then the very next year, like, well, if you can't beat them, join them. You had them beat. You had them beat. Have you no sense of pride? Have you no sense of decency, sir, at long last? No, he doesn't. So he goes to Golden State, and then he goes to Brooklyn, and then they Beadle, as you pointed out, they lie about getting together and conceiving and hatching this plan, and then later on admit to it. So I got no love for Kevin Durant. However, I could see bringing in a caliber of player like Kevin Durant because I think he's got the least amount of crazy in him. And if
True.
The Celtics were to try and did try and go after Kevin Durant, I am all for it. I was wrong on Kyrie Irving. I misjudged how crazy he was. So I don't want them to be so aggressive that they would somehow try and get Kyrie Irving back here. I think James Harden has proven himself to be a bad teammate, a guy who is not a professional and who is not really interested in anything other than himself. So, no, I don't want that either. So if you equate aggressiveness with going out and acquiring and coddling and bending to the whims of the likes of Kyrie Irving and James Harden. No, I do not want that from the Celtics side. Of those three players, there's only one guy I would take
like
on my
adult,
team.
That's like Kevin Durant. Adult rational take that you have there. Right?
Okay.
Like, that's rational adult thought, whereas the NBA to me is like building a dynasty in Madden. You can get whoever the hell it is you want. Yeah, LeBron's on this team one year, he's on a different team the next. Like, that to me is sort of what that league is. You guys move all the time. Big time names. Best players in the sport. You know, we're talking about how does it impact Tom Brady's legacy that he only played 20 years with the Patriots and is going to play for his second team. If Tom Brady were in the NBA, he'd be on like his seventh team by now. Right? Like, that's what it is.
Yes.
It's insane.
No, you're not even exaggerating. He'd probably be on his fifth.
Oh, yeah,
at least.
Yeah, you're applying adult, rational sports fan thoughts to a league that I think has long ago lost all of it. And that doesn't mean it's bad. Because honestly, I think it's one of the more attractive parts of the sport that their free agency period is absolutely bananas, and that there are pursuits and there are like meetings of players, and they sit there and recruit one another, and it goes on maybe for a year, maybe for 2 years before it actually happens, and they're vacationing together, and how close are they? You don't get this anywhere else.
But Beetle, this
and is so sometimes I just want to see improve. Like, yeah, this league is completely nuts, and applying like the slow, methodical drafting development plan, I'm not sure that it works in this league. I'm really not sure.
Okay.
The league is about falling into a great pick in a great year and like just having it work, you know, and just going, being aggressive or being in the right market like Brooklyn is. They're in New York, or the Lakers are because they're in LA. Like, I don't know that the Celtics, as smart as they are and as smart as they can be, will ever be rewarded for their work. Who's closer, the Celtics or the Nets right now?
Oh, the Nets.
The Nets.
The Nets.
And
by
to your point,
many, many miles.
Yeah, and look at last decade, right? I mean, the Celtics fleeced the Nets with the trade that got them Tatum and Brown. They did everything right in terms of the development, and Brooklyn just now has three of the top 10 players after doing everything wrong for 5 years.
The long con does not work in this league.
It does not play off, no.
Right. So, Beetle, I think I understand what you're saying. And if I'm modifying your opinion too much, let me know. But what you're saying is not so much rooting for the Brooklyn Nets. What you're rooting for is for this to succeed on some level so that other teams are not scared away from being just as crazy. Because
You said it better than I did.
It's wildly entertaining to watch these teams lose their minds and go out and get James Harden and trade. Look, what they traded in terms of picks, it seems like this haul. It's really not, because if this team is three quarters as good as they should be, those picks are going to be so low and so worthless, it doesn't matter. So take all of our first and second, right? It doesn't matter. Take them.
It's true.
I've reached a point of not wanting to apply any rational thought. The night that Kyrie was traded to the Celtics, I remember saying, I was on Comcast Sportsnet New England at the time. That night it happened. We were on the air, and I said to Tango, I go, are the Celtics sure this is going to work? This guy didn't want to play with LeBron. Like, who doesn't want to play with LeBron? This guy might be nuts. And then by the time he got here, it was like, whatever, he's a great player. Who cares? And now that he's gone, it's like, oh, that sucked, didn't it? Kyrie was the worst. Yeah, but the Celtics took a shot. I want to give the Celtics credit for taking that shot on Kyrie Irving is what I want. And then when he went to the Nets, I said that time, well, why do the Nets think this will work? He didn't want to play second fiddle to LeBron. Why does he want to play second fiddle to Durant? Just because they're like friends? Kyrie and LeBron were friendly at one point. They might not be now, but how do they know that's going to work? And guess what? It doesn't work, and he doesn't want to be the second fiddle to Durant anymore. But you know what? I don't blame the Nets for going after him. For all the Celtics fans that are blowing the Nets, don't blow the Nets. Be the Nets. That's what I say. Be the Nets. Be insane. This thing might pay off for them. Kyrie might come walking back through that door by this afternoon ready to go. This might be the thing he needed, and it might just work, and they might just win. And so that, to me, as you said, Artie, can't stand the Nets, but I want it to work on some level of success.
Yeah, for the overall entertainment value, just not necessarily have it implode with your team, but for other teams to try it, sometimes it works out just enough so that other teams aren't gun-shy from doing it, too. I got it.
From just not being insane. Go be insane. be insane. Let's not be critical of teams being insane anymore.
I just stopped short of saying, yes, get James Harden here. And believe me, I flopped on this a month and a half ago. Absolutely. So what if he doesn't play any defense? God, what I've seen in the last week or two from this guy, this is the guy you want? You think he's the answer? No. I do stop short of saying, yes, get him specifically on my team. No thanks. That's where I draw
the Celtics explored it and were talking about James Harden.
Yeah.
Danny Ainge had something to say about that on Toucher and Rich this morning. You will hear that clip from Danny Ainge coming up after headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is why you do the show. You take chances. You give takes. Sometimes they blow up in your face. You look like a complete idiot. We've all been there.
The pie in your face.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Did the Rockets call you about James Harden?
Yeah, we had conversations regarding James, but not recently. But, yeah, we did have conversations.
Was this a price too high situation, and did your opinion of the price change as this young season progressed?
No, listen, we had numerous talks, but the price really wasn't changing. The price was really high for us, and it was just something we didn't want to do. And I'm not sure there was anybody, even the people that, within our organization that, respected him and wanted him more. But I think unanimously we decided it wasn't the time for us and it wasn't the price.
Danny Ainge from Toucher and Rich this morning right here on 98.5 Sports Up. Price was too high. It's too high of a price for James Harden. Nowhere in there did Danny Ainge say, we didn't want James Harden. We don't want him on our team. We don't want to deal with that player. We don't want to have a guy who's not a team guy beyond the Celtics. I didn't hear that in there. Did anyone else hear that?
Nope.
Maybe that was that in another part of the interview I didn't catch?
No.
So, for all the hate that people are going to throw the Celtics way today, I did not hear Danny Ainge say anything about we didn't have interest in the player. He said we just didn't want to pay the price. We wanted to add the player at a price that could probably, for him, from his perspective, keep much of the talent that he's got on his roster, to complement that talent with James Harden. He did not say he was out on James Harden. So the Celtics wanted him too.
They wanted him, but if you Danny Ainge said he's a great offensive player. So, which is true, and he's given him credit. He's one of the, I believe it, the exact phrase is one of the top offensive players in the league. But carefully chosen words. And the knock on Harden has always been and will continue to be, he doesn't play any defense. And if you're really looking at it, oftentimes a very selfish offensive player. You know, he gets the ball across half court and here it goes. He's heading toward the hoop. Takes a lot of shots, wants a lot of the points for himself. And let's face it, he can score a lot of them himself. But he wasn't overflowing with praise, saying, obviously, he's a great player, all around, good teammate, everything you'd want. No, he said he's one of the top offensive players. So, yes, while there are aspects of his game that the Celtics or any team would want, I don't believe that every team, and I'll include the Celtics in this, would be willing to do anything to get him, even anything within reason, Beetle. Not just being the price too high, even if it's just, no, that's an actual fair ask for it, and they still didn't want to do it because out of all the good things that he is, there are a few things that he falls short on. And without saying it, Ainge said it. Zay is a good offensive player. He didn't say much else about him.
Other than he took the call and discussed the price.
Well, he didn't pick up the phone on anybody. It's Trader Danny.
That's true, too. Let's get some of your calls. 617-779-0985. Chris in Winchester. Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
Good.
I don't mind guys getting together to create a super team or trying to anyway. That doesn't bother me as much. I'm 40 years old, but I'm still kind of a new school basketball guy. I love the shooting. I love the ball movement. I like a lot about today's game. And, I mean, I also think that new era players get kind of a bad rap for a lot of reasons. All that said, these guys, Harden and Irving, are the most just detestable people. I mean, short of obviously hurting anyone, they're just the most unlikable players in the NBA, in my opinion. The way they go about their business, everything that they do. So, and the fact that they're now on the same team, it's just like, it's just disgusting. It's, they're both such bad, bad teammates and dudes, and that's why I want to see it blow up.
Because again, Chris, you sound like a completely rational human being. Yes. Every rational thought will lead to you saying, I hate this guy. I hate this guy. I hate that guy. I hate this team. I don't want to see that succeed. That's the rational side. The NBA fan process should be, yay. Yeah, here we go again. Another super team. Let's see if they can pull it off. And you can talk about ball movement and passing and whatever else it is you want to talk about. You know what I will talk about? You know why the Lakers won the title? Because they have LeBron and Anthony Davis. You know why the Raptors won the title 2 years ago? Because they had Kawhi Leonard. You want to know why the Warriors won it in back-to-back years before that? Look at their roster. You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, you can coach it well. You can have good, hardworking team guys, guys that continue to get better, and you can develop them. And at the end of the day, it may not mean squat. Because some jerk like Harden gets together with another jerk like Kyrie, and somehow Durant keeps it all together and they win again. And Durant will get another title.
Yeah,
it is what it is.
And it could very well happen with this team. This is why this is so fascinating, and it's going to be fun to root against. You could say you were rooting against the Lakers with LeBron James and Anthony Davis, but I think that would have been a fool's errand because they're LeBron James and Anthony Davis, and while they may come up short, they're not going to implode. So rooting against them, you're kind of wasting your time. This one I think you can root against because there's a real chance this will implode. I mean, Kyrie's not playing basketball.
We don't even know if Kyrie Irving's going to play basketball again. Yeah.
Right, right.
Do you think the Nets give a damn? They've got James Harden and Kevin Durant.
Yeah, I think they do. I think they'd
prefer he comes back. For sure. That's what they want.
James Harden's been on some good teams, and he hasn't won it yet.
That's true. I mean, he does. He has not been a winner.
That's also what's crazy about this whole thing, by the way. If you're Houston, there's nothing else you could have done. You built the whole team around him. You won a ton of games. You let him take the private jet to go party whenever he wanted to go party, and he decided he wanted out, so he gained 45 pounds and stopped playing basketball. It's unbelievable.
Why does the number keep going up? You started at 30, now you're at 45. Well, what's the number?
I just rewatched the video. I was like, it's more like 45, yeah.
Chris in Danvers. Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys. First time, long time. I think this trade is way too risky for Brooklyn. Super teams will only work if the players have the maturity to make it work. The contracts for Durant, Kyrie, and Harden, I think, only last 2 to 3 more years. And with Kyrie being so erratic, who knows where it'll be, you know, next week, never mind next year. So I think the window really is this year and this year only. Also, I want to wish my friend Stratus a happy 40th birthday. Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. Very good, Chris. Oh, that sounds terrible. The window may only be this year and the next two.
They've only got a 3-year window to dominate the league. Very short-sighted of you.
The window may only be this year. They're going to be not the same after this year, and that may only extend the window for 2 more seasons.
It's so sad because it's you're right. So all what? True. Go out and do it again.
So what? The Bruins begin their season tonight. It's an odd time of year for the NHL to be starting their season, but here we are, opening night for the Bruins. Stanley Cup odds and what the head coach is saying about the departure of Zdeno Chara. That's coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Wake up, lip readers.
Jacob in Dorchester, are you an expert lip reader?
It's the show whose name is on everyone's lips.
Mike.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Well, you might need the lip reading because you don't listen.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Part of it was we have some kids on defense that kind of getting to the point where they've, you know, played 2-3 years in the minors, a little bit up here, so... You know, we wanted to see what they, you know, they could offer to us. And we've been talking about that for a while. We did that with a lot of young guys. So that's the first part of it. So who does that affect? And then obviously Z was up. Torrey's contract was up. So there had to be some decisions there. Both players, you know, were wanted back here. But under what parameters was it going to be? So in Z's case, just a little bit of... We told them flat out, we were honest, we have to look at these guys, so it's going to affect your minutes, where you play in the lineup, and et cetera. But at the end of the day, obviously, we're going to play the best lineup. But we had to be true to ourselves when we said that and look at guys. And he was perfectly okay with that and felt he had a better opportunity to play more in another team. Turned out to be Washington. So that was it in a nutshell. I mean, listen, the guy was great for us. He's a, you know, Hall of Famer, and, you know, he bled, you know, Bruins blood. So we're going to miss him, but, you know, right now we got to sort of coach the guys we have, and we have to do a good job with them because, you know, they need to come through for us, and that's the evaluation we thought would make us, you know, a good hockey team. So let's get at it tomorrow night and find out.
I just want to find out, what did you tell him specifically about his minutes?
Underway tonight. That was Bruce Cassidy talking to Tutcher and Rich about the situation with Zdeno Chara and what they had as what kind of conversation was had in the offseason. And I would just like to say, for scoreboard keeping purposes, Bruce Cassidy said, we have been looking to play those young guys and get those young guys into the lineup. And we have been talking about that for, he indicated, a long time. So at the end of this, we, as in media, fans, etc., will either be blaming or giving credit, not just to Don Sweeney, but we're going to include the coach in this too, because he included himself. So Don Sweeney and his coach, Bruce Cassidy, felt they would be a better team, as he just said at the end of that clip, the lineup that gives us the best chance to win. And they thought that that best lineup would include these young players that will now fill the void left behind by Zdeno Chara. And I would include Torrey Krug in this as well. Different types of defensemen, but they are counting on these young players. It is either going to be great, and it's going to turn out that these young guys can really play, and that they know more than we do, and they called it right, and they did the right thing at the right time.
Yes, or, young guys!
Young guys! Get the young guys in there! Or it's going to suck. And as Joe Murray said the other day, he thinks the Bruins are going to stink, as he put it. That's how he said it the other day, because of this. And that Tuukka Rask will end up frustrated and will be facing shot after shot after shot because the guys in front of him can't really play and they're not ready. Or that they'll never be ready. I don't know. But this is what I'm watching for every single night, starting tonight, Hardy.
I'm watching too, and I think you have to separate Chara from Krug in this conversation. When you're talking about the young guys, it makes sense in terms of replacing Chara's presence out there, literally and figuratively, to have them kind of fill that void. Krug, I think, is a loss any way you put it. That and believe me, opinions vary on Torrey Krug. But to think of him as being like somehow on the way out because of his age, and you alluded to this already, Beetle, I don't think that's what they're referring to, but it will be different, and they're going to have to count on the young guys to do it. So while in the case of Zdeno, you could say might actually be an upgrade, or at least they're hoping it's a roundabout upgrade in terms of replacing Chara, for Krug, nope, that's going to be a loss, and that's something where they're really going to have to step up and continue to ascend, especially when you're talking about McAvoy, in order for them to fill that void. Because that's a big one. And it's not just playing in front of Tuca. It's on the power play. Krug was huge on the power play. That is something that they struggled with at times. We've seen it, you know, through that, you know, that decade where sometimes they were able to overcome it, which they did in 2011. Terrible power play, but it got better. And a lot of the credit goes to Torrey Krug on that in recent years. And now he's gone. And I wonder how he's going to be replaced in that regard. Maybe be just, you know, plug and play. Maybe what he was doing wasn't all that special. I'm afraid it was a little more special than what I give it credit for. I
think Hardy, how's T-Blades today? Is he good?
Nervous. Nervous.
Step. How's he feeling today?
Oh, like a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs.
I mean, this is
look at him.
This is like second Christmas here for T-Blades to get his team back tonight.
But he hadn't been good. He's been a little naughty. What with all the, you know, women that he's been with. So he's like a kid on Christmas, but he didn't know if he's going to get anything. T-Bone, am I right? You nervous for tonight?
No, we're fine.
Really?
Yep.
Even though you don't have YouTube TV, are you still on edge?
I'm fine. You haven't heard me complain. I'll be watching.
Nothing's going to get between T-Blades.
Illegal VPNs, everything.
Disconnecting, reconnecting, running it through the various European countries. Good. Good. That's good work.
I'm just happy. I'm happy to have something to watch tonight. I'm feeling the void here lately.
I totally agree with Hardy, by the way, on Krug. We've been in lockstep this whole time about that.
Yep.
I think people are overstating the fact that they think that Grizzly can step into that role, and I think you'll see it tonight.
Are you talking about defensively or?
Power play.
Power play. Okay, good. All right.
That's where he's the weapon, right?
Yes. I mean, he was so good he would just, and maybe it was because of his size too. You know, it's the anti-Chara effect. Chara always looked like he was moving slow because he was so big.
Right.
But he didn't have to move that fast because
one stride for Chara is like two for everybody else.
Right. There's no point in getting to a spot on the ice where you don't need to be. So he would, you know, he would oftentimes be in position and, you know, that 7 foot long, you know, beyond regulation hockey stick he was able to use, you know, allowed him to make plays without having to move around a whole lot. With Krug, especially when it came to keeping the puck in the zone and the power play, there are times when he would appear to be just darting back and forth across the ice, trying to build that wall on the blue line. Maybe he had to work at that a little bit more because of his size, and another player with a little more size and won't have to work as hard because... I'm grasping at straws to try and convince myself that he wasn't all that good. I think he is and was that good. And I think they're going to miss him.
Did you see the odds? Vegas odds for the Boston Bruins has them as the fourth most likely team to win it all. Plus 800 for the Boston Bruins to win the Stanley Cup. They are fourth behind the Avalanche, the Golden Knights, and Tampa Bay Lightning.
I'll take that.
I mean, if Vegas knows anything, that's great. But I think they got overrated in this. That's what I think. And our friend, DJ Bean, agrees, by the way, at NBC Sports Boston. He says that there is a drop-off from the top three, but fourth seems high, doesn't it? He writes, I think Colorado, Vegas, Tampa, Philly, St. Louis, and Washington are all better. Plus, there's always a surprise team or two. If I were betting on this, I'd look at some of those teams that are plus 2,000. We should maybe put that graphic back up on the screen. Sorry for saying that as we took it down. If you take a look at that part of the list, that's where I'd be betting, in there, because it's either one of those long-shot teams that comes out of nowhere, or it's the Capitals. Like the Caps at plus 2,000? Yeah, that might be worth my time.
Oh, yeah.
Not likely to win it, but it could happen. It could happen. I don't love the odds here on the Bruins. I feel like you should be getting more value there. Not a good value play there. I don't care if it's a drop-off from the next team, the Lightning at plus 800, Bruins at plus 1,200. But if you want to go based on the odds, these odds would indicate that the Bruins should be in the Eastern Conference Finals.
And you always got to wonder how much of this is based on the money that's coming in on these teams.
Much of it, probably.
And the money they expect to come in on these teams. There are a lot of people who are just going to bet the Bruins. If they're anything other than the favorite, they could do it. They got David Pastrnak. They still got Tuukka Rask. They got Brad Marchand. And all of a sudden, him makes like a, actually makes a lot of sense. They can score goals. They got a good goalie. They can do it. They've got just as good a chance as anyone outside of the, you know, the clear-cut favorites there. So some of that is based on the number of bets they're expecting to be on the Bruins, and they don't want to take a bath should they, you know, actually pull that thing off.
All right, so Bruins tonight, you can hear it right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub, and we're hearing that Chris Wagner is going to join us coming up at right around noon, right, T-Bone? That's the plan today?
12:50.
Oh, 12:50. Okay.
He's got a new beer. We got to read up on his beer. Did you see the post about his new beer?
He had a beer last year that he told us about.
I think there's another one. There's a new one. I mean, it'd be nice to ask him about it, wouldn't it? You know, give him a little
plug. If we really wanted to be nice to him.
Last time
I checked, Bruins came back and we never heard from him again.
Yeah, I'm gonna ask
after
him what
the shutdown.
I'm gonna ask him what time he goes to bed at night after a game. There, I beat you to it, T Blades. You got any other wise cracks? Huh?
No, I'm done.
Nope. Done cracking wise? All right, good.
All right.
It's a good
then.
One though, right?
You ready, McBone?
Ready.
All right.
All right. We'll get to McBone's headlines. 90 seconds, no commercials. We're back with a couple of football items. A report on the Patriots and why they franchised Joe Tooney that I find to be either fascinating or complete bullcrap. I'll decide which one it is over the course of the next 90 seconds.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.